Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Voyager by Diana Gabaldon, narrated by Davina Porter and directed by Kathleen Gormley. This book is copyrighted 1994 by Diana Gabaldon. This recording is copyrighted 1999 by Recorded Books. In 1745, Charles Stuart, great-grandson of James II and pretender to the throne of Scotland, sailed from exile in France to his homeland to raise an army of followers among the clans. The uprising, known as the 45, swept victoriously across the countryside, capturing Edinburgh in September and briefly invading England itself in November. But in April 1746, their brief flame was extinguished, for the followers of Bonny Prince Charlie were utterly destroyed by the army of the Duke of Cumberland on the grey wastes of Culloden Moor. Nary a soul was left alive. And now, Voyager.
Prologue. When I was small, I never wanted to step in puddles. Not because of any fear of drowned worms or wet stockings. I was, by and large, a grubby child, with a blissful disregard for filth of any kind. It was because I couldn't bring myself to believe that that perfect smooth expanse was no more than a thin film of water over solid earth. I believed it was an opening into some fathomless space. Sometimes, seeing the tiny ripples caused by my approach, I thought the puddle impossibly deep, a bottomless sea in which the lazy coil of tentacle and gleam of scale lay hidden, with the threat of huge bodies and sharp teeth adrift and silent in the far-down depths. And then, looking down into reflection, I would see my own round face and frizzled hair against a featureless blue sweep, and think instead that the puddle was the entrance to another sky. If I stepped in there, I would drop at once and keep on falling, on and on, into blue space. The only time I would dare to walk through a puddle was at twilight, when the evening stars came out. If I looked in the water and saw one lighted pinprick there, I could splash through unafraid. For if I should fall into the puddle and on into space, I could grab hold of the star as I passed and be safe. Even now, when I see a puddle in my path, my mind half halts, though my feet do not. Then hurries on, with only the echo of the thought left behind.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?